The Climb.
That's a song that came out of sheer frustration. It was 10 years almost to the month that I'd moved to town and still not had a hit. And I was very, very frustrated during that time in my life. I was thinking about quitting, actually. And that morning I was driving into work and just had a melody come to my mind. And it was really the chorus. And I can even remember thinking, gosh, is this, this sounds like a standard. Like, has this been written? And, you know, we always worry that when we come up with a good melody. But I walked in, and John Mabe, who is a underdog as well, we had not written a lot. I just walked in the door and had that melody. And we wound up not writing it that day, but got back together. And just that's really just me and his kind of pouring our hearts out at how hard the struggle and both being underdogs. And I had no idea that day, though. I mean, that one, you would think I would know. But that I was so torn down and broken as an artist, a songwriter, that I didn't even know. I just thought it's just another song that no one will ever hear.
Wow. That's a damn personal song too.
It really was. And it was so bizarre and rewarding to have a song that I poured my heart out to then be the song that I was rewarded by, you know, to have a 15-week number one and to go do way beyond my wildest dreams. You know, I'm a Nashville songwriter. I don't listen to pop radio. I've never listened to pop music. I didn't even really know who Miley Cyrus was. Like, to have a song kind of go beyond our town and be global and go to 5 different markets, it was just surreal. It was so bizarre.